Hello, I'm Dr. David Johnson, Professor of Medicine and Chief of Gastroenterology at Eastern Virginia Medical School. Well, one of the most troubling things from the standpoint of caring for patients who need proton pump inhibitors is for them to come in and tell me that they've stopped it because they saw the news. And one of the most troubling stories has been, as of late, is the concern about dementia. And care providers, I'm sure, heard this story, but let me put some facts around some of the more recent data to hopefully give you some guidance on this and what real studies have shown in a much more scientific way than some of the news on the noise, if you will, on the two German studies, I think, that have been really received a disproportionate amount of attention. So first of all, dementia is a very common problem. We see this a lot as our patients age. It's estimated to hit approximately 36 million patients, and this is data that's relatively old from 2011. It's supposed to double every decade, so the number of patients with dementia is ever increasing. Alzheimer's disease is one type of dementia. And some of the concerns are drug exposures. We know this from benzodiazepines and anticholinergics are linked with cognitive dysfunction and perhaps linked with directly with dementia. One of the indirect links, though, has come up in the challenge of proton pump inhibitors. The scientific hypothesis on this is really somewhat driven by animal model, which suggests that proton pump inhibitors may inhibit the degradation of amyloid fibrils, in particular beta amyloid, which is laid down and potentially may be associated with an increased marker for Alzheimer's disease. And this is coming from human data. And there is some animal data that suggests that this beta amyloid deposition is increased with the use of proton pump inhibitors. Well, it's not quite that clear because there's also data that the proton pump inhibitors may be protective against dementia type related changes. So the data going into it on the scientific hypothesis is quite much of a concern. Some of the concern also is that perhaps that the proton pump inhibitors may inhibit the vascular ATPase enzymes on the lysosomes in the microglia, and potentially these may decrease the degradation of these beta amyloid plaques. So anyway, the long story is the proton pump inhibitors have been attributed to dementia, in particular Alzheimer's disease. Two studies, one a retrospective database, claims-based database from Germany, and another cohort study from Germany, have suggested a nominal association. Fast forward, what do we tell our patients? Well, the new news is that there are two studies that have just emerged that I think are very reassuring and pretty much, to my mind, dismiss this association of cognitive deterioration. The first is the cognitive deterioration side, where this is a study that looks at the National Health Nurses Study, which has been a biennial study that dates back to 1999 through 2013, and in particular looks at nearly 40,000 nurses that were queried and then evaluated every 2 years. It's a study that selected out 14,000 approximately nurses that filled out the cognitive side, and they used a Cogstate assessment of their cognitive function. Very important. This is a validated instrument, and cognitive deterioration by this instrument is associated with dementia ultimately. So this is a well-validated instrument that looks at deterioration over time of cognitive function that correlates with the development of dementia. So what this study then did was corrected for the variables as opposed to the socioeconomic status, the educational status, the BMI, comorbid diseases. And interestingly, in this study, when they corrected for proton pump inhibitor use in the correlate, the proton pump inhibitor using patients tended to have all the worse risk categories. So they were lower socioeconomic status, lower baseline educational level, higher BMI, high comorbid diseases, diabetes, and things attributable to vascular disease. And lo and behold, there was no difference as it relates to the deterioration of cognitive function in the proton pump class exposure, nor was it a dose duration related. And in fact, there was some semblance of a correlation that was statistical, actually, in the histamine receptor, H2 receptor antagonist. This was not the primary intent, so I caution you very much to limit your focus here on the PPIs, but recognize how we got the distortion of news on the PPIs. The H2s in this case came up as the associated discriminant as it relates to cognitive deterioration. So the Nurses' Health Study suggests, with well-validated instrument prospective evaluation over two decades, that there is no deterioration of cognitive function associated with the proton pump inhibitor use, duration, or dose of these medications. And the second study comes in a study that was just published in the American Journal of Gastroenterology. And this is a Finnish study. And in Finland, there's a very unique health capture data because everybody has to do the same type of process. They're all in on their claims and their participation. But when they have any cognitive dysfunction, they're also then straddled into an algorithm that equates to intensive evaluation of the diagnosis. So they get a CT or MRI. And then they use a variety of cognitive function assessments before they are labeled as a dementia or an Alzheimer's patient, using international standards of cognitive function. And this is a study then that also used a very unique way of looking at the exposure to proton pump inhibitors, because rather than in the claims-based studies where they may have said you were prescribed this medication, in Finland, in the Finnish study, they actually said you purchase these items. So the drug exposure is very unique here, and that the patients actually pick these medications up. And then to adjust for a lag latency of effect, which is again a bias potentially that patients may have been seen a little bit more frequently because they were sicker and maybe these things were picked up, they looked at time windows for exposure, and excluding 1, 3, and 5 years of exposure, they found that there was no significant deterioration as it relates to the Alzheimer's disease in the exposure to PPIs, excluding the windows and the short-term exposure. And again, no effect that was evident over the dose or the duration of exposure. So where does this leave us? My patients come in a lot and say, you know, I stopped it because I was concerned. I saw somebody today that said, I stopped this because I was concerned I'm losing my memory. And what do I tell my patients? Well, the Finnish study looked at over 70,000 patients that had Alzheimer's disease. We now have two extremely well-done studies that have looked at very intense stratification, adjustment for stratification risks, and using validated instruments to assess true Alzheimer's or cognitive dysfunction. We've not seen any exposure as it relates to dose or duration of exposure to explain this correlation. As I related, the animal data was quite mixed on this to begin with, so that the plausibility of this seems to fall apart pretty quickly. Use this as a window of opportunity to discuss these medications with your patients. I see way too many patients take proton pump inhibitors, and it's just because they've taken them forever. Use this as a window to assess, do you really need this? If you do, you should take it. It's not about preventing Alzheimer's disease if you stop it. It's about preventing or treating whatever other comorbid diseases you have as it relates to acid reflux or other acid-related conditions. Again, an opportunity to discuss with your patients, but again, reassuringly, that the data is quite strong. The real data supports that there is no association. I'm Dr. David Johnson. Thanks again for listening.